Good day, everyone. This is Jerry from Rhapsody Tours. Today we're going to take a look at Finding the Titanic, and I would like to give credit to National Geographic News and Titanic.com for some of the research information, as well as James Cameron's Last Mysteries of the Titanic and Ghosts of the Abyss for video footage. If you have not seen these movies yet, they are a must. On April 15, 1912, after hitting an iceberg, Titanic sank in the middle of the North Atlantic, settling 2.5 miles below the ocean surface. Most thought the ship would never be seen again. That was, of course, until Dr. Robert Ballard set his sights on finding the famous wreck. Robert Ballard was born in Wichita, Kansas, and as a young boy moved to San Diego. This is where his passion began for all things beneath the sea. After reading Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Beneath the Sea, he began dreaming about being an underwater explorer. That dream turned into reality. Since 1973, Dr. Ballard has been interested in finding Titanic. He wanted to develop underwater visual image technology to make the danger of deep-sea diving in submersibles a thing of the past. His vision was to have a cable at least 2 miles long that would have attached a collection of high-tech video equipment. For this, he needed major funding. In 1977, using the drilling ship Alcoa Sea Probe, he tested his equipment. Not as he envisioned, the equipment pod was attached to a steel pipe and lowered through the bottom of the ship. The operation came to an end when, due to a mistake in the rigging of the pipe, there was a snap, everything crashed, and sank to the ocean floor. Dr. Ballard's search came to an abrupt end. 12 years later, Ballard partnered with the French Research Institute for Exploration of the Sea and spent 10 days on the French research vessel La Sarette, towing a state-of-the-art scan sonar system as it swept the ocean floor. No evidence of Titanic had been recorded in the 10 days. The La Sarette was required elsewhere. The American and few French scientists transferred with their research to the research vessel Nore, owned by Woods Hole Deep Submergence Lab, on August 22, 1985, and continued to search. For hours, scientists monitored live pictures coming back from the ocean floor. On September 1st, early in the morning, scientists realized that the ocean floor looked a little different from usual. Instead of the endless miles of never-ending mud and sand, the scientists saw unusual marks coupled with what looked like hunks of man-made debris. Before long, bigger pieces came into view, and then they saw a giant ship's boiler. They had found Titanic's final resting place. 1 year later, Ballard returned to the wreck site with Alvin, a deep-sea submersible. Dr. Robert Ballard's staff of about 50 scientists and crew watched as Alvin began its slow journey to the wrecked liner. Inside the sub were Robert Ballard, the chief pilot, Ralph Hollis, and co-pilot, Dudley Foster. For 2.5 hours, the submersible slowly descended to the ocean floor. They had a few technical glitches and alarm warning to warn them the batteries were running short, so they knew their time on the bottom would be very brief. Then it appeared, the massive hull of Titanic. Joy was immediate but short-lived, as Ralph Hollis was forced to head back to the surface. It was the next day the submersible returned to the ocean floor. When again they saw the massive hull, Dr. Robert Ballard was then able to experience the euphoria of finding Titanic. He now knew his search was over. In its own right, searching for and locating Titanic is an absolutely incredible story. But did you know that it could not have happened if not for a secret Cold War naval mission? It's true. In 1985, discovery of Titanic occurred due to a secret U.S. Navy investigation of 2 wrecked nuclear submarines, according to one of the scientists who helped find the infamous ocean liner. Pieces of this Cold War tale have been known since the mid-1990s, but now more complete details are coming to light, said Robert Ballard. Ballard continued, "The Navy is finally discussing it, Ballard met with the Navy in 1982 to request funding to develop the robotic submersible technology he needed to find Titanic. Ronald Thuman, then the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Submarine Warfare, told Ballard the military was interested in the technology, but for the purpose of investigating the wreckage of the USS Thresher and the USS Scorpion. Since Ballard's technology would be able to reach the sunken subs and take pictures, the oceanographer agreed to help out. He then asked the Navy if they could search for the Titanic, which was located between the two wrecks. "I was a little short with them," said Thuman, who retired as a vice admiral and now lives in Springfield, Illinois. Ballard was told, once he had completed the mission, if time was left, Thuman said Ballard could do whatever he wanted, but he never gave him explicit permission to search for Titanic. Not wasting the opportunity, Dr. Robert Ballard not only found the time, but he also found Titanic. An amazing story. Well, if you would like to have some information on Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic, visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net. That's R-H-A-P-S-O-D-Y tours.net. Or you can reach us at Facebook on Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic page, or on Twitter at Rhapsody Tours. If you have any comments, we'd love to see them. In our next video, we'll take a look at the movies featuring Titanic. Until then, have a wonderful day.